But how's everyone? Talk to me.
Yeah, man. I mean, I see you niggas too often these days, bro.
You know what? You know, it's
I don't see y'all enough, actually. I don't see y'all enough, man.
We've seen you a lot.
Yeah, we've seen you
a lot on
60K people have seen you, nigga.
Word.
Was it 60 now?
60 something kg.
That, do you know what? Yeah, that was nuts.
Nigga, you need to lose 60 something kg. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Chino had a nightmare.
No. You need to explain yourself.
DJ, explain yourself, bro.
Can I just say something before we get into this, yeah? Chino's not bad at football.
Yeah, he's not.
Okay. He's not bad at football. Yeah?
He had a very bad day.
He just had a bad day.
Horrible
day. And
it happens, man.
Believe it or not, that was not his worst moment of that sesh.
That was not.
It wasn't. He might have had 6 or 7 worst moments.
It wasn't.
You know what kills me?
There's one that comes to mind right now. It's crazy.
You know what kills me? You see when you first learn how to control a ball, so you like use the sole of your
foot.
When I saw that and the mistouch, I said, yeah, you're finished. And then you nearly fell over. I said,
One of the niggas in the courts was like, yo, nigga nearly fell through the camera. I was crying.
It was so clear as well.
I come to the session, I made one run forward. I said, yeah, I'm dusted, bro. This is crazy.
No, but I just about his fights.
Sorry, bro.
I said,
this nigga come. He pulled up, He's wearing tracksuits, isn't it? The nigga backed off his tracksuits, He's wearing shorts and long johns, As soon as I saw the shorts and the way they were riding, I said, this is going to be a long one. This is going to be cheeksy. This is going to be a long one.
You bulked too much.
Bro, I said to him, you see, he made like one run. We're like 3 minutes into the session. I said, Chino, if you ain't got the legs to get back, don't go forward. He's like, yeah, I got you.
I didn't go again.
It was burst.
I didn't go again.
Nigga was so burst.
Horrible session.
It was nuts, bro.
Now, playing ball with the cameras out, man, it's techie.
Hey, I had no idea that was going to hit public door.
No, you said one with Nico, can't.
All I'm saying is this. There was a few men at Nando's table who told Nico not to post it.
Yeah.
We said, yo, allow it, man.
Keep it in house. When he posted
it, we told him not to post anything. Yeah. Like, allow it, innit? Kind of thing, innit?
Do you know what it is, yeah? Do you know what it is? I don't mind it. I don't mind getting roasted by random, innit? But it was random niggas coming up.
They started taking a video and posting it on their own thing.
Pogba and that,
Rare, bro. I said rare.
Very long.
But them kind of things, I think it only ever goes far because it's me, but people like to bang on me, fam. Like,
I can't lie,
people love banging on me.
Use your name for anything, like it sells.
The thing is, you already under the cosh because
of sells. Chino sells, bro.
Nigga said sex.
Chino slander sells.
Nah, but that's the thing with Chino, isn't it? Like, I remember because Chino was in the gym, he started getting bare thick. Pause. And then,
don't bring that up, man.
He just, there was, I remember he tweeted, I don't know if he tweeted it, like, and he was like, yo, I got bare mass.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, like, I see it now. This nigga got bare mass.
Hey,
I'm like, bro, like you can go to the gym.
There's bare of me.
Now, my thing is this. The reason why, like, I trim down and stop lifting and eating so much is because it's not functional to play sport with.
Yeah.
Mm. Can't weigh 100 kilos in that and play sport. You get me?
Even like Zion.
Bro, you can't. You just can't do it. It's not, you get me?
I thought I could come to the pitch and lug around 95 kilos.
Lugging that shit around.
I was flanked by the two worst fullbacks in the history of organised football.
It was crazy.
Man, Andrew Sensen, Chino.
Oh, fucking hell.
Hey, you man got popped, though.
It was crazy.
And they were talking mad smoky the whole week up to prior.
No, I said one comment. It was other niggas who was talking smoky. Let me just be clear, innit? Yeah. You give me any other two fullbacks in the world and we'd have done better. But then again, it's not their fault we couldn't score.
Power League sessions are always techie because it's bragging rights. It's basically grown niggas school football. It's techie. And like, I know it's all fun and games, but...
No, it gets heated.
It does get heated. But the thing is, this never even got heated because it was never close.
Yeah, the game was.
Because you have to understand something. As bad as Chino played, he wasn't the worst at the sesh.
Oh, fair enough.
He wasn't even close to being the worst at the sesh.
Damn.
Like,
hey, rest in peace, Andrew.
But anyway, what do you have to say about your performance?
Hey, man, it was. Hey,
is it eye opener?
Don't lie, bro.
Is it eye opener that you need to like drop some keys?
Yeah, for sure.
It's one of them post interviews. What went wrong?
You were wrong.
Huh?
What went wrong?
Hey, my conditioning was terrible. I came into it with the wrong mindset.
He even turned up late as well, so he couldn't even warm up.
Bro.
It was crazy.
I can't even lie. When I used to kick ball, and I was like, I stopped relying on my dad to bring me. I was pulling up like 5 minutes before kickoff.
Yes,
3 minutes. I was like, well, I'm started. But I just did one little sprint. I said, I'm ready.
You're done.
I'm ready. But You know when the game kicks off bare fast, you're finished.
High tempo.
When the tempo is there, and you see, and like you know in warm ups, you're meant to get your like your bad touches out of the way, bad passes. You know when the 5 yards ain't clicking.
Yeah. You know when the coach goes, get out.
Yeah.
You know when like if you're being extravagant, and you want to go skip past a man or try a long ball, and that ain't working, you just go back to the 5 yard passes. Yeah. And when the 5 yard passes ain't working, it's just like,
it's telling you a long day.
Yeah,
long day, bro. When the simple shit ain't working, you know.
Yeah. When the man gives you a easy ball and you're miscontrolling
it, rolling your legs.
Or you just get robbed.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, the ball was moving. Like, so obviously Nico cut out the first bit, innit? Yeah. So the whole sequence was this. I picked the ball up at the back. I fizzed it into my man's feet. He's laid it off. The ball is moving so slow.
Yeah.
The ball was moving so slow. That's what so many people in the courts were saying. Yo, the ball was moving half a mile an hour.
I didn't even look at the thing.
You weren't looking at the ball.
No, I didn't even look at the tweet.
Do you know when? Of course you didn't.
I don't know what's on.
Do you know when? Yeah.
Man went hiding.
Do you know what it looks like? Yeah, it looks like, you know when a man is already thinking about what he's going to do before he's even got the ball. He's thinking, when I get the ball,
I'm going to do this.
I'm going to drop shoulder. Get me.
you know what's so funny? Yeah, I see Pogba like that so many times.
Yeah,
when he doesn't pull off of Pogba and like he just scrambled.
Either
he's scruffy with it and he gets away with it. But when I was like seeing Chino dropping to the floor, I was like, this nigga dusted.
Now, Chino almost fell through the camera, bro. It was nuts.
I was wondering why the camera's so close to him. Like real talks, If I'm playing.
It was destined for that to happen.
If I'm playing ball, I don't care. And I have a touch and I see a camera around me.
You got that elbow, the camera.
I'll stop and we'll fight. Because at least if it's from the sides, fair enough. But if I'm like, if a defender's behind me and he's not even defending me, he's just got a camera. I'm like, yo, stop all that.
I did that shit now, Peggy.
Crazy, broski. Now, the thing is, as soon as I saw the camera, I was like, I don't care, win, lose, or draw in it. As long as I don't leave this session with something embarrassing on my head, we're good. We're good. Sorry.
Now they're saying podcasters can't kick ball, Chino.
Hey, man, it is what it is. What do you want me to say? What am I meant to say, fam?
That's crazy.
Anyways, what I was saying, let's talk about what everyone's been talking about, the whole Will Smith situation. I didn't want to bring light to it because I feel like it was just mad fake. That's just my personal opinion.
You still think it's fake?
Huh?
Do you still think it's fake?
It's just funny how like Oscars have had terrible ratings. No one knew the Oscars were on. Did you know the Oscars were on?
I didn't know they were on.
Do you know who?
No, literally, I just woke up and I see Will Smith slapped.
Do you know who won other awards?
I know Will Smith won Best Actor, but that's
But other than Will Smith.
But to be honest with you, I haven't really been concerned with the Oscars for ages because movies in general aren't. I remember I tuned in 2019 because I wanted to see Parasite. I know Parasite won a lot of Oscars in 2019. Mm. And the Parasite is an amazing movie.
But as I was saying, Oscars ratings have gone down. Like, no one really
ever since the Oscars So White thing.
Yeah. And then what else? Will Smith's reputation has been tarnished for the whole past 2 years.
Yeah.
And I felt like he needed to get people back on his side. And then
he hasn't really got people back on his side. The people that it depends what people he wants on his side though.
Mm. But I feel like that's what it was done for, to get people back on his side. And then Chris Rock, he's got a comedy tour with Kevin Hart coming out soon.
Yeah.
And then
ticket sales went up, innit?
Yeah, everything aligns. Like, it made it so perfect. Nigga had Will Smith right next to the stage.
Yeah.
I was like, but then I was like, all right, let me take this head off and just enjoy the moment. As in, it was funny. Like, I thought that wasn't funny, but the memes and stuff, people talking about it, I thought that was hilarious. But the thing is, it just seems so unreal.
Did you see that meme when it's Isaiah Thomas and Magic Johnson creasing? And it's like, Jada, if Chris Rock made a joke about Will.
Yeah. That's the thing. But the thing is, he was laughing at the joke.
Yeah.
And then he realized.
Yeah, sure, he ain't feeling
it. He's just like,
Go do something.
Oh, I gotta fight. Like, you know what I mean?
You can let him say that.
You know when you're a night out when someone barges your missus. So you just let him do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, okay, let's
just a couple hundred thousand niggas.
Let's just assume that it was real, Let me ask you guys a question. Would he have done that if it was Jimmy Kimmel or Ricky Gervais?
No.
Or Jimmy Fallon or James Corden.
Him slap a white man out of Woodshed. They sent him up the road, fam.
Bro, they'll hang, they'll lynch that. Lynch that nigga. I got the rope right now. That'll be the first lynching on live TV in a long time. I promise you, that man.
They're getting him out of there, bro.
Let me ask you another question. Would he have done that if it was The Rock?
No.
Would he have done that if it was Wesley Snipes?
Maybe no.
Yeah, no. Wesley Snipes looking slow.
Like. Wesley Snipes still knocking him out, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. But it's selective.
Of course it's selective.
Everyone's got a selective.
That's why I think it's pushy. Because it's selective. You wouldn't have done that if it was a million. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
no, but okay. I think with Chris Rock, Chris Rock's been cussing Jada. No, is it just after her name? Jada. He's been cussing her for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And apparently he's been told like secretly that, bro, you chill.
Okay, I did hear that. And if it's the case where he's
a one-off, then you can think about
it. Yeah, if he's told him in the past, you'll start making jokes about my woman.
Yeah.
And he's done it anyway. I hear that. I don't hear it, but I hear it.
Because, you know what, because you kind of approached him as a man. Yeah. Like, just chill.
Yeah.
And the man's gone, what's this? And he's double back. Then you have to go fight him.
Yeah.
But, like...
Compared to if it's a one-off thing, like, yeah, fine. Yeah, but if it's like, bro, he spoke to you in private, you understand what I'm saying, but you're still not hearing me.
Yeah.
I guess you got to do what you got to do.
It just seems a bit... Doesn't really need to get to that? Like,
slapping someone at the Oscars is crazy.
Yeah.
I would have preferred if you did it, like, behind the scenes, like off stage,
you know that Jose Mourinho meme where he's waiting.
Wait for my man in the car park.
But it's,
slapping someone at the Oscars is crazy.
But you know what's crazy? The whole thing's afterwards.
So everyone that's been trying to get a will, they've been getting like exposure.
Bro,
shit.
The internet will never forget.
Yeah. Like, sorry?
The internet will never forget what you've done.
Yeah. In what sense?
What's her name?
Zoe Kravitz. Yeah.
So she was. She must have said something about Will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then. Niggas pulled up her file.
Yeah.
And they was like, weren't you trying to fuck Jaden when he was 14?
Oh, no.
She was like saying some wild stuff. It was like, yeah, when me and Jaden chill, it's so amazing. Like, I have to refrain myself. And I'm like,
what are you doing chilling with him?
But apparently, Will Smith stuck it on her for chilling with him.
Yeah.
Like, you're a grown woman chilling with a 14 year old.
Yeah.
And.
Because she's like in her mid 30s, isn't it?
Yeah, she was like 24 back then, I think.
Yeah. Come on, man. Not saying this is ever right, but Jaden when he was 14, that nigga was like an 8-year-old.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Mad young. Yeah. Like, just.
But you chilling with anyone. What's a Ludo? What are you doing with Chino?
What?
No, that Kanye video where it's Kanye.
Claudia Brown. Yeah. Floyd.
Floyd.
Like, just bare random.
That Floyd one that kills me, because what's Floyd doing? Floyd got a new hairline and started chilling with anyone.
He was to be outside. You know, you get a trim. You wouldn't be outside, bro.
When I get a trim, I'm circling the block a few times. Like,
see what's up.
A new trim will do wonders for me. 30 minutes walks turn into like.
So what they got Zoe Kravitz out the paint.
Zoe, who else?
Is it Jim Carrey? Jim Carrey said something, and then
the Amy Schumer cutting. Not Schumer.
Jim
Schumer.
Carrey came out.
Bad people are getting out.
I saw the Amy Schumer.
And Robert Pattinson as well.
What did he do?
Basically, there's an interview that asked about something about Negroes. He said something like, maybe I'm a Negro.
My nigga Cedric.
they. That's the thing though. Like, I've always said.
And Hathaway was a better Catwoman anyway.
But yeah, there's always a file.
Shock, you picking the white woman.
There's always a file of
Colour Me Done. Colour Me Court. whatever the thing is. But no, she is a better Catwoman, but we'll discuss that another time.
Fair enough.
No.
But I was saying, there's always a file of what you've done. Like, someone just got it there.
Yeah, waiting.
Someone's waiting for you for just a perfect time.
Like. It's like when that nigga got outed as being a rapist. Remember when he was waffling? He said something about curry goat or something.
Yeah.
Are you a rapist?
Yeah. Like, it's just like, hold on, big fella.
Oh, man, that's so cool. It's when I'm dark, he's grabbing Superman's cape.
Where are you going?
There's probably an indictment on Chino.
You can't say anything anymore, you know. You know you're screwed.
Yeah.
Like, you can never have, like, an altercation with anyone at the time.
End up with a heavy touch.
They're just going to respond with that video.
For real. Even after this, they're going to put this underneath when we post this as well. Probably.
We're going to put it underneath.
What
are you talking about?
It's going to be in the thumbnail.
Bro, we're putting it underneath. What do you mean they're going to put it underneath, nigga?
We are.
Nigga, wear the hose. Nigga, we the hose.
I just want to know what foul they've got on me. I'm scared, nigga.
Your T.O. Young Boss.
Hey, maybe it was true. Maybe I beat that kid.
Like, whatever foul they had on you would have come out by now.
Yeah.
You've ruffled too many feathers. Whatever foul they had on you would have come out during that whole Muslim thing you had, the war you had with Muslims.
That was crazy, actually.
That's a crazy statement. I didn't have a war with them.
You did. Well, they don't. It was a beatdown. It wasn't even a war. It was a beatdown. You got smoked.
I had a discussion with them.
Nah, it wasn't.
But I didn't get a beatdown because I was right.
That's not the point.
From one time, other Muslims come up to me like, yo, you low-key spitting. I said, I take this acceptance of winning, but I'm not going to air it out there because I know I'm right. You wrong. You wrong. I'm right. But yeah, like.
But he said he's the
with the what?
The face of like one night stand Twitter. Like,
sorry?
Yeah. Said he's the face of one night stand
Twitter.
They were like, nigga, Bushwick Twitter.
They were like, listen, generational Bushwick.
Like, life of Bushwick Twitter.
They started saying all that.
Single parent Twitter.
Nah, niggas was calling Chino a big bro Twitter. I was crying.
Your big bro moment was crazy. Yeah.
That was crazy. Hey, but to be that wasn't even the worst thing we've ever said.
Bro,
it's not.
But do you know what it is? Yeah, it's because you've gone visual now and it's like everyone can see it. We've said worse on previous episodes.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Horrible.
It's so crazy.
While you were catching heat for that, Nico tweeted that video. Yeah, so it's just been
it's been
a hard day for you, man.
Tell day.
But yeah, no, we've
we told him not to.
Yeah.
That was actually, bro, I'd be getting banged on bare, you know.
Like, I don't think I say the craziest stuff. I feel like you say the plausible moment.
The thing is, you say that, but if we did a poll of who the least craziest on this podcast, I would win. And every single time it happens, I win.
Your PR is crazy.
My PR is
crazy. Why?
I'm just your PR is nuts, bro. Every single time, listen. Every
but one thing I'll say is the discrepancy. Remember this STD poll? These two are way ahead of us.
So ahead. There was that one. There was the right. Every single time there's a poll on something crazy, I always get the least votes.
I'll take second least.
Let me dive into something because this is what I kind of wanted to talk about. All right, cool. Before I say anything, just let me finish. It might take me 5 minutes to finish, but you see,
it better be about no aunties, bro.
No, not aunties. But you see Hitler, yeah. Hear me out. He's got a sex documentary coming out. Well, it came out on Netflix.
I don't want to interrupt, but I'm interrupting. How do you know?
What, the sex documentary?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Also, look up,
Is this actually true? Like, you know?
All right, cool. No, like, dead serious.
Look up who created sex dolls.
Or was it him?
It's Hitler.
Bro.
That shit's
so
crazy.
Bro, so, okay, I was watching it, yeah. So, it was just telling us that Hitler's got a micro penis. He's got small balls.
And then got shot off.
Yeah, how, bro, and then like it was just all these mad facts and like how he was fucking his niece.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, this is a sick nigga. This is like he was already a horrible nigga, like obviously what he's done in life. But then I was like, this is fucked up. But then it made me think, yeah, what he was doing was very normal back in those days. Was it not?
What was normal? What do you mean?
Like how genocide to Jewish people, like genocide in general was very kind of normal.
No.
Cool. Hear me out. So Winston Churchill, yeah?
Yeah.
We grew up to sort of praise him. Caused genocide in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
I think what? I think it was over like 300,000 people.
Yeah.
I heard that he used to get sand and put into people's penises and then kill them, whatever. I think there was mass genocide in India,
mm-hmm.
I think it killed over 4 million people,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking, like, I can't explain it, but so that it obviously happened, and he got praised for it, and I was thinking Hitler is basically Winston Churchill, but he was just fucked up and fucked his nieces, had a small dick.
But also with Hitler, it's who Hitler did it to.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, because Winston Churchill done it to.
Now we have to be careful because if you go after that community, that's when we really will get.
No, but I'm not saying what Hitler was done was right. But I'm not saying
like what he's done was right. But you have to obviously understand that people write history, right?
Mm.
And the world evolves the way that nothing happens by accident.
Yeah,
the world goes in the directions that the powers that be want it to go in.
Yeah,
right. So, who Winston Churchill committed his genocides against doesn't fit the agenda in the way that. Who Hitler committed his genocide against.
But really. End of the day, it was just like, they were both crazy, both nasty men.
But not to say that genocide was normal, it was more just like, common. I wouldn't say normal, I don't know if
normal. Alright, cool, yeah, fair enough, it's common. But I was just thinking, yeah, like literally.
No, I think what you're saying is right, bro. I feel like the difference between Hitler's regime in effectively lost.
Yeah. like
that's why.
Yeah, I guess.
And the crazy
history
thing
is written by the winner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we're such a one. So
and when I say like. Cause
so basically he's evil deeds doesn't come up to the forefront unless you look for it.
I thought Mr. Either. Churchill was the man. You know when we used to have that cartoon of the dog.
Yeah, the dog.
And then I get to like secondary school.
He did a bit
and
of
like
research,
I think yeah. I saw I might have even seen something on Twitter.
Yeah, you did a bit of research.
And then you did a bit of research and you're like, wow.
Same with something like Gandhi.
You know,
yeah.
You only find out after he was a horrible person, yeah, a disgusting person.
You know, Winston Churchill, he wanted to work alongside Hitler.
Did he?
He wanted to win the war. I don't think he wanted to kill Hitler or every soldier. He wanted to win the war. I think it's called Mission Unthinkable. So it's the unthinkable mission of winning the war, get the Nazis and help the Nazis help us fight the Russians or the Soviet Union.
Mm.
And then he forwarded the plan to one of the commissioners or whatever. Basically says, nigga, are you nuts?
Yeah.
And then like they were saying Winston Churchill just lived for war.
What's that video where the guy's like, are you dumb?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like a belly.
But as I was saying, like literally Hitler, Winston Churchill, same people. It's just that Hitler liked to have his niece piss on him.
Jesus Christ.
He was injected with bull semen because of, it's nuts. Hitler had bull semen injected into him to help his testosterone. I was like, this nigga was just crazy, like yeah. it was saying that he was addicted to crack, basically. So basically, Winston Churchill only really won the war because Hitler was having withdrawal symptoms, and that's why he went into the bunker.
Yeah,
and then he was in the bunker with his doctor, and he was like, "Yo, where's my next hit?" And then they was like, "Yo, they hit with the pharmacies, like your supplies are gone."
Yeah,
and then so basically, it was just like
man starts making wild decisions, like trying to invade Russia in the winter and that.
Yeah, Churchill was just beefing a crazy like
a crackhead.
Yeah, just a homeless man. And that's the only reason why they kind of won, but yeah.
And you found this all out from a sex documentary,
bro. They had everything on him because you know how niggas used to write notes back in the days.
Yeah.
So. They were just documenting. It was like, yeah, from young Hitler had the micro penis, and that was just airing this nigga out. I was like, damn. And yeah, because Hitler banned prostitutes and everything, and then he was just like a maniac, like behind doors, like it's.
Like I said earlier, it's just because he lost, that we've come to like it's out there that he did all of these things, that he's a bad person, these things, which he is, isn't it, invariably, but. I think we underestimate just like it wasn't a case of he was a tyrant and then he ruled by oppressing everyone, which he did, but they loved him in Nazi Germany, like they idolized him,
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. If he had won,
he
would have been painted as the perfect ruler. They loved him, bruv.
But it was just like at the end of the day, Hitler didn't have the inch and girth.
So you're telling me I made the journey from my house to come here so we could talk about Hitler's girth.
Basically.
Like you do every year.
And nigga had a micro penis. That's crazy to me. Hey.
No homo.
I've always wanted to know if micro penises are real.
But you know what it is? I feel like when he was born, God was like, you're going to do some crazy shit.
Yeah.
It's like, if I give you 6 inches, you're going to do something crazy with it. So, I'm gonna hold off for like 5.5 inches, and
if you act him right, I might give you a little contract renewal, but
it's nuts as well because he's not even German.
Yeah, he's Austrian.
Austrian.
He's a beg, bro.
But the thing,
he's crazy.
Bro, yeah, he's dicking you crazy, man. Like, blonde hair, blue eyes. Nigga, you got black hair, black eyes, bro.
He's got Jews in his family and all.
No. I think they said that. And then they debunked it. They said they didn't have Jews in his family.
His
family tree is so messed up because his mum is also his auntie.
I can't believe talking about Hitler for like 10 minutes.
His mum is also his auntie.
Jesus Christ.
So can his dad
on?
Was...
Can we move on?
Yeah, we've got to move on.
What?
Nah,
this is interesting.
Nah, no, it's not.
You don't want to... This is history. This is the stuff you don't learn in school.
No, nigga. Xabi Alonso scoring in the Champions League final was history. This, I don't know what this is.
This is...
We can move on.
But I'm just
man's
saying.
Yeah.
But
my auntie. That's
my
auntie.
My other point is, I feel like him having a micro penis made him madder. It made him.
I'll be angry at the world too, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but like I feel like, you see when girls say, like, guys with big cars usually have small dicks or whatever, like, because they're overcompensating.
Yeah.
In that kind of sense.
Catch me in a smart car. Pause.
How much you got there, big fella? How much? But no, I'm saying, yeah.
Why are you looking at my
guy? Why are you looking at his fine nigga?
You know that the meme when the guy's like, touch these guys right there.
You gonna answer?
No, nigga, I'm not gonna answer. Aye, don't laugh, nigga. I told you already. What's the date today? April Atlas starts soon.
Who?
Atlas April even.
What do you mean?
We're getting you on this program.
Boot camp.
I told you already. Atlas April, we starting.
We Pelican Bay, 23-hour lockdown.
Bruv, urge you.
I'm gonna be outside your crib. I told you I got the pack on you, innit? Yeah. I know where you live.
Word.
I know where you live. 5:45, I'm outside your crib every morning.
Word.
Monday to Saturday.
I'm gonna be gone by then, though.
I'll get there quarter past five.
You might as well meet me at station.
Turn up.
If you want
to. Don't say which station. I don't live comfortable like you do.
What are you lot thinking about the male contraception?
Who? Oh,
that, contraception. Like, fuck me.
That was kick your ass, bro.
Contraception.
Niggas said conjunctment. I don't know. What's that? Is that even a word? Contraception. Now, what about it? What is it? Is it a pill?
Yeah, the pill. Yeah. I'm popping out like Skittles.
Yeah, I can't lie. Give me that.
Nah, I can't lie. You
what's the side effect?
You niggas don't want to see me on the pill.
You lot fucking.
What's the
you? What's the
side effects?
Mood swings.
Someone was like, gym niggas are just gonna use it to gain weight. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I was like, fair enough.
Cheaters are not allowed to use it.
Yeah. I guess weight gain as well, then mood swings.
But no, my mood swings might be, if you see me now, my mood swings, I pull up to the podcast, I'll be laughing. Next minute, I'm crying on the pod. Hey,
angry as hell.
Shouting out her name.
This guy's an idiot.
But but I don't even like, if I'm a girl I'm properly seeing, I don't like her to take it. Because I'd rather just use doms or
boo.
Come on, man. But yeah, nah.
It's using doms. Boo.
But nah, yeah, the mood swings ain't worth it. Believe me, man. Mood swings. Women already get mood swings.
Yeah.
And it just doubles. It's just like.
Not my problem.
Yeah.
Nah. When.
What is this? Is this like something that's like standard issue?
Not yet. Like the testing has gone well, but they can start releasing it soon.
I don't mind being the guinea pig.
Yeah,
you're gonna pop one just to.
I might pop two.
You're like fucking way too much.
Look at your thighs. Look at your thighs. You having too much sex.
That has nothing.
I told you on the weekend, you having too much sex.
That makes no.
You're having too much sex.
That doesn't even make sense.
How much sex are you having?
That makes no sense.
How much sex are you having?
Zero, bro.
What was the last time you had sex?
Zero.
When was the last time you had sex?
It's a good few months now, man. No, why not?
This nigga lying, you're on.
You got bare tells. I can't lie. You got bare tells. Like, if I work for the CIA.
You can't lie.
I was interrogating you. You got bare tells.
You don't have to torture him.
You got bare tells.
How?
You made it so obvious that you're lying. My nigga, though.
How?
It's cool.
Nigga, you just came out of cheeks today, man. Stop lying. I'll show everyone the
You guys are killing me, man. You guys are killing me, bro.
But yeah, no. But I'll take the male contraception.
I would take it. I don't even like it, really, when like a girl I'm saying takes the pill, because I know they don't really like taking the pill. They say mood swings and weight gain, and sometimes it messes with your skin.
Not
my problem.
No, but if I take it and I start getting bad skin, like niggas just rocking out with just bare
pimples.
And I was like, you know, I think it gets to an age where, like,
fuck it, let's just have the kid.
Yeah. But it gets to an age of like when you pass like 21, you can't really have bad skin unless you got like a condition. Like after I hit 18, I was like, yeah, I gotta start looking after my skin. Like,
yeah,
you just start taking tips from women. A few products here and there. Yeah, you know.
What do you mean about Face Mark Fridays?
Yeah. You know them ones.
You
gotta stop using the Head and Shoulders for your face. Hey, man.
That's not what they mean when they say Head and Shoulders.
Bro, I can't lie. I was using Head and Shoulders for everything, man. Like.
You're
balls on that. 20. It's a 20-in-1.
Bro.
Said moisturizer, shampoo, conditioner.
And cream.
I can't lie.
Cream.
I can't lie.
Toothpaste. Petrol, toothpaste.
I've seen that 10-in-1.
Pseudocreme substitute.
The 10-in-1 thing, bro.
I can't lie. There's so much I've learned from women. And that's
tartar sauce.
Nigga using it as condiments.
You're dumb.
Nigga put it on
his... You're so dumb. You're so dumb.
No, but women be putting you on games.
Yeah,
so,
like, yeah, man. About like little, I call them life hacks, yeah. But it's just normal.
You know,
stuff.
The other thing is, what one thing I do as well, I follow a lot of women on that Instagram.
Do skincare routine.
Shock.
Not skincare routine. So look, I can see where they're going. They go clear restaurants.
You're trying to reason why he follows so much women. That's crazy. Look at the reason why I follow so much women. I just love the way their skin is.
I didn't say that. I'm talking about they go to the littest places. So it gives me more ideas.
For what?
What's true?
Because you ain't taking me nowhere.
The fuck?
That's like,
you give me something?
That's like,
the fuck?
That's like,
don't take me somewhere, maybe I will.
Oh my, I said don't say it.
You know where the littest places are?
Where?
Pause. Gay bars.
Huh? There.
It's lit.
I've heard they're lit.
One of my gay niggas told me that, like, niggas in there be really like men.
What, they're just like
men? I said this on the podcast. Like, gay niggas are still men.
Yeah, like really masculine. Yeah.
Niggas will start touching you and groping you. You see the way like niggas go out and grope women.
Yeah.
You can get that same treatment.
Yeah. Like, I told you.
Niggas forget gay
you
men.
You go there and you the hoes.
Yeah, you the hoes. Just forget gay men are still men.
Bro, I was working in a restaurant doing a party. Some guy I was just randomly had a tray in my hand. Come on, grab my thing, bro. Randomly.
What?
And you didn't fight.
Randomly.
You didn't fight.
I literally dropped the tray. I was so shocked, yeah. Like, I was walking through the crowd and I just feel like I had boom. I said, rare.
That's bonkers.
I would have broken you.
Rare.
That's bonkers. I don't know how I'm reacting. Crazy. You know, you say that, but sometimes it's like, whoa.
Apparently,
a lot of people have a lot of out of body experience. So, like, Terry Crews, big nigga.
Yeah.
He was like, he didn't know what to do.
Well, yeah, Harvey Weinstein. Was it Harvey Weinstein? Yeah.
He said he didn't know what to do. A nigga just.
Was it Weinstein who touched him? Where would I think it was Weinstein who touched Terry Crews?
I don't know, one of those guys.
It was
one of those
white people are the same, man. I can't even lie.
It was one of those weird white men.
But yeah.
Like, one of them weird directors, yeah.
In my body right now, I'm scuffing, but
yeah.
If it's a wedge nigga, like you might just freeze up. You don't even know what to do.
Yeah. It is, because I'm at
like work. When you froze up when.
Yeah. Like you're at work. You don't want to be.
I'm thinking I'm at work. It's in the moment. I'm in the middle of a crowd. I've got something in my hand.
And I like it.
I'm just weighing up better options in my head, and at the time, like, what the fuck? At the same time,
yeah, nah, it's a good place where women go there to feel comfortable
and to get away from men, from single,
yeah,
or straight.
So
men.
Like,
yeah,
I understand it.
Yeah. I get it.
I'll be real with you though. If I was a gay man, wait, see gay bars.
Yeah,
gay bar. The gay bar in question is this gay bar for all genders or just for men?
All genders.
Because if I'm a men, like a men's gay bar or a gay bar that's predominantly known for men,
yeah,
and a woman walks in,
yeah,
mad as hell.
You're like, boo, get out of here.
What are you doing here?
Have you seen Mean Girls?
No, I haven't.
She don't even go here.
I'm like, what are you doing here?
No, but I feel like it's like
if a man walks into your lingerie party. What are you doing here?
Hey, I see niggas in lingerie parties. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Niggas just got hoodies.
They wear that light tech fit.
I'm like,
they're just there in the corner.
They're in the corner like Ludo. Like, they got the sat up on them.
Kanye was a crazy time.
Bro, huh?
What?
Cheeksy, 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 cheeksy,
fight to taking it seriously. Yeah. And then
when she said that, he's like,
and then she must have been snapping. And I was like, hold on.
Why is Chino there?
I said, why is that nigga in a puffer jacket just lurking in the background while cheeks are out? I was like,
why can't you say someone else's name, man?
Because you got a reputation, you're Chino. Yeah, I don't be fucking none. Yeah.
Anyway, whatever, innit? Yeah. Let's get off this topic, innit? Yeah, go on, Harry, what did you say?
But there's a guy in a puffer jacket.
Bro, but I think that was bear, man. I feel like I've heard bear stories as well where girls don't feel comfortable when the person who's organized the lingerie pajama party, where she brings guys to the hotel.
Of course!
Are you thinking? You're not trying to be like in your best when there's guys there that you don't know.
I feel like some have boyfriends and just told them, like, yo, just be me and the girls. Yeah. And then now they've got jammed up into something. Like,
I can't lie. Like, I'm not even.
It'll be me and the girls. And the guy goes, what?
Yeah.
Can the
man
them roll?
I'm not even like protective or obsessive or anything, but.
That's
sweet. If my shorty told me, yo, I'm going to the lingerie party and
I see
niggas there.
Even if I see one nigga.
Like, my initial reaction is going to be, she lied to me. That's my initial reaction. Yeah. I'm human, innit? But then also, I'm going to be like, hold on.
Like, I ain't even seen you in that.
Yeah.
And he's...
Yeah, you get me? Like, what? What?
You better be gay.
Bro, yeah. You better be the butler.
You know the ones where he's like, hey, I'm pulling up. Hey, he better be gay. That one where he's you gotta prove it to me.
I wouldn't want to be that. I'd feel mad uncomfortable.
Huh? Yeah, like, I feel a nigga like me start getting flustered.
If
you know what it is, have you ever finished clapping and then like the room smells like, yeah, it smells like coochie and sweat.
No, I don't have sex. I don't know what you mean.
in a different time. But anyway, like, I feel like it would just be like that. It just be like that on 10.
Nah, yeah.
Just coochie out everywhere, bro. Nah,
that's crazy.
I'm
not actually shameless enough to pull up now, man. I feel mad.
Nah, that's so right, shameless. I'm okay. You went up to the lingerie party. Yo, what are you saying? You come and ball now, I'm at a lingerie party. What?
Nah, I'm alright, man.
What?
On the off chance, he's going to smash, yeah. But there's niggas like that, bro.
If you tell me there's a lingerie party and they said they're all on smoking, I'm going to pull up. If it's one of them ones, I was like... Even you tell me that there might be a few random other niggas who was trying to fuck
do the same thing,
who are getting a slice.
We're all playing the lotto.
Yeah, I was like, hey, but if it's just a pull up,
someone's here, leave it with something.
Yeah, if it's just a pull up and vibe, yeah. I'm like, I ain't vibe with no bitches in lingerie. Come on, man, respect me.
They're gonna be there playing City Girls.
Now I got
Hugh Hefner.
I got to sit with my legs crossed because I got something rising.
Cover the thing,
fam. You know, like, it's just gonna be uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, you can't tell me
it's no place for a woman. It's for a man.
Yeah. Just down, man.
Just turn off your phone, man.
Go to sleep. Play PlayStation with your niggas. I don't know. Go cinema. Like, do something. Surely you can find something else to do that night rather than being in a room full of women in lingerie.
Nigga like me gonna pull up in my Nike shorts.
That's my lingerie.
Yeah, no underwear.
Nike shorts.
Underwear. You know, like
some sliders.
When they back off the bottoms on a straight beat, no boxing.
Oh, you come prepared, yeah.
Like, you know when it's like the a plumber. You know when it's like a plumber.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they back off the belt and that and the big jeans.
Yeah.
And the guy's got straight meat.
Nigga coming in like Prince Joshua, and Brian Pumper and them, man. That's crazy.
You know too many names, big.
Straight meat under your jeans is not
straight meat.
That's
no
nuts,
buns.
Bro.
Hey, how you got skid marks on your jeans?
Bro? That's so nuts, bro. Oh my day.
That don't even sound comfortable with straight meat on your jeans, you know?
Bro!
Jeans. That's how comfortable.
Just rubbing against.
Who was it that said something? You just said it a second ago, but someone told a story about how a chick was having sex with a guy, or about to. She backed off his.
Yeah.
The condom was already on.
There was one story on Twitter where she's like, I answered the door and let him in. And then he backed it off, and the condom was already on his meat. I said that nigga came prepared.
He said,
said, my wife's at home and she's sleeping and she wakes up in half an hour.
I got 5 minutes.
Stay ready, yeah. You ain't got to get ready.
That's so crazy.
Man, doing that, yeah. I don't know, man. Babes pull up in the trench coat with nothing underneath.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent.
Like, have you ever had that before?
No, I want
trying to get some of that. I'm trying to see what happens.
I remember seeing a story, or you know, that blog thing is apparently some girl. A guy literally got in the shower now. She gets in the shower with him and she's like a condom. up his ass.
I beg your pardon.
Where did I see this? Was that a video you saw?
I beg your pardon.
Where did I see this? I saw this before.
That's crazy.
It was like a black girl ish, innit? Or no?
I just remember the story, bro.
But he flinched a little bit.
Me and my niggas were just doing a little dare,
you want to see how far we could put it up?
Yeah,
there.
It's not what it looks like.
You know, sometimes the condom can get lost in.
Yeah.
So,
how did it end up there? How did I get there?
You getting crashed.
I'm telling you that one time, one of my.
Shorty says, if you're going to cheat on me, let's be on top. God.
One of my niggas, he beat one thing, and then one of my other niggas beat it straight away. And then
define straight away.
Within the next minute.
So it was a trade?
Essentially.
Okay.
And then he was like, the last nigga's condom got lost in there. And I had to
How does that happen? No, and he was, believed those stories.
And then he was like, I was fingering her and then my thing went up the condom. He was like, I'm sure I touched that nigga's nut. I was like,
But my thing is this, when you pull out, do you not notice that you're not wearing a dom anymore?
But he's probably not, he doesn't care.
He knows, he just didn't say anything.
Yeah,
I can't lie, men gotta do better.
But what am I gonna say?
I took the condoms in your pussy.
Nothing to do with me, really. Really and truly.
The man in question that should be doing better, you see?
I'm saying that, but all right, cool. When you nut, yeah, everything's a bit...
Yeah, everything's a blur.
Right, the way I see it, when I nut, I feel like I've been punched in the face. Like, have you ever been punched in the face and you're just like...
It's static.
Yeah,
it's just like you're. I'm not saying it doesn't feel like that, but it's like
you're not all there. Your senses. Ain't
I'm yeah, just like yeah.
Sensory overload.
Your sensory overload. Yeah.
Like, everything feels bare. Like
yeah, I'm just feeling. Like,
I reckon if I bit into like a good steak, as I was nutting, like it would feel mad nice because like everything, the senses are all heightened. You get me? Like imagine. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I feel like your senses, you become daredevil for like
yeah.
6 seconds.
Or you can hear niggas. Yeah.
But you know, you
start hearing sound waves.
Yeah, so I was.
You can see them as well,
bro.
It's just one of them.
Start singing heat signature.
You're dumb.
It's just one of them ones where you're not all there. You're like you're straightforward. You're someone else. Straightforward thinking isn't there.
Yeah, of course.
It's just like, all right, cool. Whenever I get out of sex, I'm just like, what the fuck happened? I'm like. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, did this really just happen? Every time I'm in pussy, I'm so thankful, man.
Yeah, like, you have to do this, man. I appreciate it. thanks for looking up. you don't have to do this.
Me off the pill, I might just start crying. You don't know how much I needed this. It's been 18 years.
You're dumb.
Hey, man.
That pill's going to be sold out everywhere.
No. Yeah.
Chino's going to have like 30 boxes in it.
Well, I don't even be fucking.
Selling on a black market.
Bro.
You're dumb, bro.
He's going to be in the car park like Smithers. How many boxes you want?
Just man, hit him.
Chino's going to be, I need 50 bucks.
50 bucks.
You know, hey, you know when it starts selling out, the price of the brick going up, fellas. Hey, man, I might start shorting that as well, man. Go on Snap.
It gets so expensive. Fuck it, I'm having the baby anyway.
Yeah. I'm gonna see niggas on Snap, yo. Contraception there.
Yeah.
You're all wrapped in the cling. All wrapped in cling over the boxes.
You go pick it up and it's in a fucking, it's in a tube. Same.
A nigga like me, I'm gonna get freaky with it. I'm gonna crush it down, put it in a line, just snort it. Just see how it feels.
Just so you can feel alive.
Yeah.
Straight into the bloodstream.
Hey, I got that straight raw.
Me and my niggas having a hell of a time at the party with the pill.
You gotta crush it.
Yeah.
Thing is, you don't even know if you're beating that night, but do it just in case.
You never know.
I think someone was like, they wouldn't trust a man to take the pill because apparently you have to take it every day at the same time.
For how long?
I think if you miss it, I don't know. But
how does it work? Because obviously you got to take it in advance.
What do you mean? No, I feel the pill's every day.
No, but it's different. For us, no.
Is it?
I'm sure.
No, because the way the pill works for women, they take it after.
No, it's not the morning after pill.
How does it work? It depends.
There's different types of contraception. There's something like the IOD, the coil.
No, but my thing is
and
this.
The, and like, there's no, a pill no, no, as well.
The pill's every day.
Let me land. If I sound stupid, correct me, but let me just sound off what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Women, for instance, take the morning after pill
after
they've already been...
But that's what...
Wait, let me finish. Right? They've already been nutting inside, right?
Yeah.
But that's cure. Surely we'd be prevention because we don't get inside. We are the ones.
There's another type of pill though that they take regularly, like every single day.
Morning after pill is literally
an emergency thing. You don't take that every single day.
Even if you're not fucking today, you have to take that pill.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's why they say it's people who have like long-term relationships.
Yeah.
Can't be chatting to a babe that you're only seeing like once every month and she's talking about she's on the pill for you. Nigga, barely see you.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm like, I appreciate it though.
That's dedication.
But yeah.
You put in your 10,000 hours.
Yeah. You're really trying to impress the CEO, but you don't need to be doing all that.
You don't get that promotion.
But no,
I'm paying you the same no matter what. Just do what's in your contract.
You know them jobs worth. Them niggas think they're the manager.
Nigga, we got the same role.
Nigga thinks like,
I'll take it like every single morning. Won't pop that.
Nah, but there'll be days that you forget.
Of course, yeah.
But then you.
Nah, I won't forget. I don't forget to take my cod liver oil every morning. Same thing.
Could be.
Take my cod liver oil every morning. Get me part of my little pill. Get me. I wake up, shake it.
Don't wake it up.
like a maraca. Get me.
Activate it.
See, limitless. The guy takes it, no water.
Yeah.
Ah, yo! that, yeah, It's not the best film in the world, but it's my favorite.
It's
my favorite.
It's a banging film. It's the concept. I like the concept.
My favorite ever. Did you watch the series as well?
I haven't seen the series though.
It's all right. Series is just as all right still.
Nigga, that be able taking the pill dry.
Yeah,
I want to feel it.
Feel it.
I want to feel it go down my throat. Pause.
Taking the pill and down your throat is ineffective. No, ineffective. It was like the syringe. Yeah. Guys. I'm doing this.
Get the belt.
Much more effective.
You,
yo.
You know when a nigga has a favorite vein?
Yeah.
There's James. There's James. Yeah,
wake up.
Yo.
Hey. No, male contraception. I'm with that.
I'm with that. If I was seeing someone regularly and we were having sex regularly, I would take it.
Every long term situation I was in, the woman took contraception. So only right to me to you know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, even if you notice you going nuts, like you was having mad mood swings. But I feel like
you gotta be having them anyway.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
But no. But it's even
bad all the time.
Now, like you're out and you're fighting niggas like crazy.
I don't think the mood swings are that bad because women aren't starting fights on road.
Yeah.
But they're crying more.
I don't mind crying.
But I feel like us.
Not every single woman gets mood swings. It's not a full thing.
I feel like majority.
I'm not gonna.
My experience, certain women they act completely differently. Yeah. Some women
I'm not gonna take the pill and turn into a serial killer, bro.
Yeah,
like it's not. Like,
I feel like yeah, for men, because really, like, do you have the urges to cry a lot?
Yeah,
a lot. I don't know about
not a lot, like a bit though.
I have urges to cry like once every 3-4 months, but I don't.
Every 3-4 months.
Yeah.
Shit, niggas.
Like,
niggas.
No. But like, yeah, I think the last time I cried was a while ago, and it was probably over some dumb shit.
No, but the urge, though. I'm saying.
The urge. I don't really be like, yo.
I want to cry every morning when I wake up. I wake up every morning at like 1 a.m. Scream, go back to sleep.
No.
I gotta exist.
Like Kendrick every morning. Ah!
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah.
That video was hilarious, bro.
I can't remember the last time I had the urge.
I think you're kind of overblowing it. I don't think we're gonna take it and like be emotional wrecks.
Yeah.
Like I think you're kind of overstating it. You might get like the urge where you're just a bit ticked off. You might be a bit more jumpy.
Yeah.
And a bit more irritable.
Yeah.
But I don't see. I'm not gonna go into the street and start licking man down because. Yeah.
I'm on the pill. Yeah. Sorry, I'm on the pill.
Sorry. Bang. Oh my bad. I'm on the pill. Oh, I get it, bro. It's all good. Bro. Nigga, cry. Why are you crying, nigga? I'm on the pill too. Stand up, nigga. Like, I don't think it's going to be that serious.
You're just both crying.
Bro, I'm sorry, man. You pick him up and give him a hug in that.
Yeah.
I can't just swing on you 30 seconds ago. I think we're kind of overblowing the mood swing thing.
The scheming comes on and I'm just breaking down.
So you, in your long-term situations, you still use a condom?
What? Yeah, I prefer to.
You're not fucking right.
No, man, I prefer to.
Not a real jokers.
You're not a real joker.
I just prefer to. Do you know what? If it's a long-term situation, I'd rather use a dom, man. I'm telling you, in this time in my life, I've always said it, I haven't got time to be going clinic. Like,
go anyway.
You're in a long-term situation with one person, I'm on about.
Who?
You, nigga.
I'm saying you're in a situation with one person.
Yeah.
Wait, you're still using dom.
Why did you need to explain that? Wait, are you going to
be...
You got that brick, bro. So even one person, you still go clinic?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because bitches be cheating.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta make sure.
I trust the woman I'm with.
No, do you know what? It's not that I trust the woman.
Trust the woman you're with.
With what? What?
Nah, big bro, you got you, man. Wait,
you got me.
Wait. We got him. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Ludo, you know you fucked up, right? You know you fucked up.
Osama bin Laden has been caught and compromised. Where's John Cena?
For my freedom, Chino's in a relationship too. I'm going to also cats from DC.
Niggas just lying.
Why,
cool.
I said, you know, call no Harlem cats.
That's crazy. Come on, be king. That's crazy.
Chino and DC be relationships too.
But as I was saying, hey, women be fucking.
Oh.
And do you know what? Yeah, with not that.
When the last time you barebacked then?
Barebacked. I'm coming, man. Don't be. Come on, man.
DJ Vludo, for real. Yo, that's a crazy question. Whoa, trying to air him out. Don't answer that.
Who the hell is my lawyer, man?
Like, so what? Don't answer
that. How are you going to ask me that?
If you could catch the guy that snitched on you today, what would you do?
Like, huh? Can you repeat the question?
Can you repeat, please?
Check under his hoodie. What's going on? Why? That nigga wearing a wire, bro. Nigga said, "Where's the last time you bareback?" Yeah. I'd expected an answer.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
When you killed Wydot Stabs, where did you hide it?
Where did you hide the body?
Did you not see that too?
How many shots did you fire?
Donnie done with Tusi.
No, what did he say that?
It was like, because the two of these guys, they killed his granddad or something, by accident or something.
Crazy.
And it was like,
sorry. What?
Yeah. two of his friends.
By accident?
Killed his granddad by accident because there was shot into his granddad.
Yeah. Oh, what?
It's a crazy story, blood.
That's nuts.
Where are these niggas from?
New York, innit? New York, no?
I can't even remember.
Fuck me. Niggas said they killed his granddad by accident.
His granddad, something went wrong and ended up stabbing him loads of times and he died.
Did they know it was his granddad?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Damn.
I don't think
they did.
All in all, they're in prison, innit? They're in prison, yeah. And then Vlad's like, so yeah, if they came out today and you got them, yeah, because I heard they're coming out soon. What you plan to do about it? Tizzy's like, ain't nothing, man, you know, I've forgiven him and whatever, you know what I'm saying, nothing crazy. You just there cool. You're a forgiving man, huh? Yeah. So you're a forgiving guy. That's crazy. Right. You sure? Yeah. If you saw them, nothing would happen. Yeah.
The funniest.
You know what's so mad though, yeah? You know who sells snitches? ARI, brother. Cause he'd be like, yeah, I would have shot that nigga.
Nah,
he be substitute crazy. Funny, like, bro. I got two buddies. My nigga murder, he got four buddies. You could put in the 65th. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Bro, I got four bricks right here. My nigga murder, caught two buddies yesterday. The guy's looking like, what are you doing?
You for real?
The funniest thing about the Will Smith thing, I forgot to mention, yeah. Someone tweeted Adam Sandler. It was like, you know you got a slide, right?
Yeah.
There was a TikTok where it's like, when you're a 9-to-5 nigga, but your boy gets murdered and you got a slide. Hey, this ain't me.
Oh, bro, someone was like, Adam Sandler and Kevin James are gonna shoot up Will Smith's house.
Don't kill me,
bro.
But nah,
Will Smith is I can talk about the situation for hours because it really annoyed me, innit? I thought it was mad weak from Will Smith.
Yeah,
Martin Lawrence is taking all this, man. What's his
leg on
this?
Who might? He's in the ring, Mario Lawrence. He's in
the I mean, then again, I'm not even the biggest Chris Rock fan, but that's a conversation for another day. I don't think he's that funny. I never really have that.
You didn't like Everybody Hates Chris?
But he's not really in that. Like, he narrates it. But
as a comedian, like, he's not that funny, innit? Like,
name me three Chris Rock movies. Don't say The Longest Yard and don't say Grown Ups.
Then I don't know. I'm not his biggest fan either. I don't know.
But to say he's not funny, I think he's hilarious.
I don't think he's that funny. I think Chris Tucker's way funnier than Chris Rock. Way funnier.
Shout out my Angolan brother, Chris Tucker.
But I feel like Chris Tucker, he's not falling off. He just got older. But
he just got older and kind of.
Chris Rock, he's come with the times.
He doesn't make me laugh. Not now anymore. I thought Chris Tucker. It's hilarious.
Chris Tucker was hilarious.
When he used to do the Michael Jackson impressions and shit. Like,
when he had energy. Basically, when he had energy.
He just got old and got tired of it.
Yeah. But being a comedian must be, it's hard, man.
Dave Chappelle's mad, bro. That's fine.
I don't even find him funny no more, you know, can't
Dave Chappelle.
I? Dave Chappelle.
Not anymore.
Like, his Netflix specials, yeah. I watched all of them. For what it's worth and Killing Them Softly, I can watch that over and over again and never get tired and just laugh. Like,
you know what it is?
But he's never supposed to be like,
Dave Chappelle.
This is just talking, bro.
Dave Chappelle turned to like them, the J. Cole of rap. Like,
he's trying to storytell to you.
Yeah, like, did you get that? I don't think you understood that. Nah, I didn't because.
Did you get it?
Like,
no, keep rapping.
Like, he'll say a joke and he'll like, and someone will have to be like, pull up Google and be like, I said that because of the war that happened in 1932.
Nigga, I don't care.
Nigga, like, I don't know this stuff, but I feel like, and then.
But you know who's mastered that kind of comedy that he's trying to do now? I feel like Trevor Noah does it very well. Where he's
funny. I don't find him mad funny like
that. But he's not crazy funny, not like these guys, but he's funny in the way where he can tell a story and it's humorous.
I feel
like David Scott was always like, some guys are like punchline guys.
Yeah.
Like Chris Tucker was kind of like that. But someone like Patrice O'Neill was kind of, he could do it all. Patrice O'Neill might be like the funniest person ever. Like, God rest his soul, funniest person ever. Joey Diaz is hilarious. He's just an idiot. And he can't really like orate on stage. Mm. So he gets a bit, but he's hilarious.
That's
Joey
another
Diaz.
Thing.
But old Dave Chappelle, like he could do the punchline, tell the stories, but now he's just talking, bro.
Bernie Mac's my favorite person.
Yeah, Bernie Mac was hilarious as well.
Comedian ever, personally.
But with Dave Chappelle, I feel like he got up into a war of the LGBTQ.
You can't go to war with.
But then it's like, it became where like he went off track, as in he still made a little bit of jokes here and there, but it's like, I don't want you to be just fighting them for fighting sakes.
But yeah, I felt like he just wanted to be right too much.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted to be that guy who stood up for comedy, yeah, kind of thing. But it's like, it's not that
different. I think it's, they even like moved off of that, bro. Like, cool, if they should have done stop, whatever. They moved on. He's still kind of like, bro, like, bro, you've been a dead
horse. For instance,
like,
you see the whole, I'm not trying to put me and Dave Chappelle on the same plate, but you see when I said that thing about like, Muslim marriages, whatever.
Yeah.
Imagine if I went on and on about it, trying to fight my case, like for like a week.
That's kind of what he's doing.
Yeah, it's like, all right, cool. The day's gone.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah, and then you come back for more smoke. It's like, all right, cool. Like, just leave him alone, like, kind of thing. But it's one of them ones. But another thing, when Chris Rock, they pulled up his files.
Oh yeah, he was letting people say nigger around.
Oh yeah, I've seen that video. That's another reason why.
And also, in the barbershop, he did like a documentary called like Good Hair or something.
Mm.
And he's in the barbershop, yeah, and there's three bold guys, yeah. And he's like, so why do like some black men like white women? And the guy like, what? The guy getting tripped, like, I don't like white women. And the guy goes, and the other black guy, bold, with shade, like, no, I like white women.
But they pulled up his files and then it wasn't looking too good.
Well, I remember that it's like him, Louis C.K., someone else, and Jerry Seinfeld, didn't it?
Yeah.
And they're trying to get Jerry Seinfeld to say it, and he's like, "Nigga, I ain't saying that."
Yeah. He was basically saying what we're saying about dark humor. Yeah, like, I can't find the humor in it.
Yeah.
And I don't want you
saying that. And like, Louis C.K. is like, "Nigger, he ain't a fucking nonce."
And then I think what's the British guy?
Ricky Gervais.
He was like, "That's the difference. Like, you two don't say it in your comedies, and you don't say nigger." And then the other guy was like, "You just said nigger." He was like, "Oh well, it's different." But it just always mad awkward, like, because it's like four white guys and Chris Rock was just chilling, like,
in the middle.
The
optics were horrible.
It's just horrible, and it's like,
I feel like there was no winners in the situation.
Yeah,
everyone's files got pulled up. There was no hero.
Yeah,
get me. No one won. Like,
I still don't respect Will Smith.
I don't respect Will Smith because it's selective. I feel like he got kind of went over the edge, but he got sick of it, of the red tape, because like the red table talk stuff and the August Alsina stuff and Red Tete.
But apparently he punched up August Alsina as well.
That's fair enough.
So,
but
no, do you know what? Yeah,
but the optics of that are crazy, because they were helping him recover from like disease and alcoholism and drug abuse, and then she was sleeping with him.
It's a wise woman, bro.
And August Alsina was Jaden's like close boy.
Yeah.
I was thinking. Like,
if my mom's one of my boys, like three people are dying.
Yeah, like, there's no chance in hell, yeah. If I'm chilling in the crib and one of my boys' mom comes in and is like, "Yo, we could do this." There's not a chance in hell, I promise you. It's not worth it. Not even worth the story to tell.
It's not worth it. It's not
like,
worth
because
it. It's not worth it.
That's just
because beating someone's mom is the point of no return.
Yeah, because
that's ridiculous.
Like, you can never be friends again. And low key, every single time you fight, you have to fight. Like, every time you see each other, so you have to fight every single time.
Fight. We have to get a gun. I have to get a gun. I have to.
No, it's ridiculous.
Now I'm looking at my mom like, "Look what you made me do. I'm sitting in jail 25 to life because
you're a whore."
Yeah. <it's>
like... But before we finish up, Shannon Sharp made a good point about the Chris Rock thing. He said, if I was on stage and Will Smith got on stage and slapped me, then he said I'd have to whoop him or he'd have to whoop me.
Yeah, yeah.
But someone's getting whooped.
Yeah, someone has to. What we have to fight.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're either going to punch me up or I'm going to punch you up.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're exchanging.
But Will Smith's a big guy as well, you know.
Yeah,
he's like 6'2", 6'3". Like,
but I feel like he can't squabble.
I don't know.
No, he might be nice with his hands. I don't know.
Hey man,
I seen the form of the slap. But he can't squabble.
Hey man, Ali, he was really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
he got put through training for the Ali biopic.
Them things go, man. Them things go.
Nah, low key. If you learn how to box, well, then again, I know he was never a pro. I guess because he was never a pro. I don't know if it's the same.
Just the cameras. Yeah.
No, but especially fighting movies, they go through like months of sparring.
Yeah,
I'm gonna learn something.
But I'm saying,
enough to get a bye, to get by, I guess.
I reckon you'd punch up Chris Rock if they had a fight though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone said, "I seen everybody hates Chris Rock pussy."
Yeah.
But, he ain't getting a crack in.
But yeah, coming to the end of the episode.
Moral of the story is.
I don't know what the moral is.
What's the moral of the story?
you
said it.
Don't slap someone at the Oscars to defend your wife.
Yeah, nah, come on.
Because she'd have laughed at you if she was on the other foot.
Pussy's never that deep. I've always said that. Especially public pussy, man.
It's not.
But anyway.
Over and out. Just like, subscribe, all that.
Use the hashtag AOTPod. Over and out. Thank you, guys. Peace.